Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh, Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not.
When we come back, I don't know what we're going to talk about.
If you're going to talk shit like this.
It's 4:40. We haven't taken a break, and Lon's forgotten the text line number.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's go!
Illinois and Michigan. 3 hours from tip-off. Not quite. 2 hours from tip-off. I'm ready, Pipes. I am stinking ready. This crowd is going to be into it. They are going to be, from the get-go, excited on whatever happens on both ends of those court between Hunter Dickinson and Kofi. It's going to be that simple. Is there a chance neither one of those guys has that much of an impact on the game?
If they neutralize each other enough.
Okay. Because on the outside, that's a dumb question, but I'm with you. Like, if they kind of like, I mean, they weren't really much of a factor at Ann Arbor. I can't say it. Ann Arbor is a, but I'm going to stop
place.
There. It's a place up in Michigan. But, you know, they really weren't the talk. I know the talk was because Hunter went 1 for 8, and he scored when Kofi wasn't on the floor. But the point is, I mean, Illinois just hammered them and were knocking down shots left and right.
Trent went for 22 and was really, really good off the dribble. Curbelo came in and really made an impact. I think he had 14 points and a handful of assists.
I'm ready, man.
I mean, that is the highlight matchup. That's what everybody's going to be watching.
Oh, yes.
There is a chance that it's an equal or a wash or whatever you want to call it at the end. I would give the advantage to Kofi. I think that Kofi will ultimately get the better of him again.
Okay.
But we'll see. Dickinson probably won't go 1 for 8 again, but
I agree.
He's going to have not only Kofi to deal with, but a lot of fans to say some things to him.
You mentioned Andre Curbelo. We'll play a little tidbit from Brad Underwood on the injury status of Curbelo. We've got Who You Got coming up at 5:30. I see a little hockey. Do I? No, I don't. I thought I saw hockey, but I don't see hockey, which is fine. We don't need hockey. We do have a lot of the NFL playoff wild card that we'll get to with Hans D. Now, as everybody knows that listens to our show on Fridays, we always get them up in the air and tip it. And, you know, every week I try to come up with a different reason. I always, you know, if you're the listener at home, I kind of hope or on the road, whatever. Well, I hope you're not doing it on the road. But, you know, I'm always hoping that they're saying to themselves, okay, you know what? I had, you know, a buddy have a birthday today, and this goes out to him. You know, just it's for everybody, but it's very unique that Brad Underwood was part of this week, and it was because of you.
I served it up to him.
You did. You totally served up a question to him. So going into it, I mean, this thing's for Brad because, you know, that 8 o'clock tip-off, he's got some suggestions here on what to do before this game.
If they happen to go out for an early dinner and happens to include happy hour.
Thumbs up from Coach.
Happy hour.
Yeah! Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Hans D. as well. Great to visit with new Illinois offensive coordinator Barry Lunny Jr. on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. He's going to be at the game tonight. I mean, can you imagine your first game ever of Illinois basketball is a sold-out battle with Michigan, and there's no way that he could understand. Now, somebody could tell him what went on last year with Illinois and Michigan and how Kevin Warren, you know, continued to be an idiot and decided to give Michigan the conference championship, even though they had won like three fewer games or whatever than Illinois, and even though Illinois had gone to Ann Arbor and just absolutely smoked him and embarrassed him, to be frank. So, you know, you could tell him all that, but unless you lived it, you don't understand. And, you know, I mean, look, for somebody like me, I go back to 89 when you smoked Michigan twice in the regular season, and then, of course, they get you to get to the Final Four, or to get to the championship game, I'm sorry, when you were going to face Seton Hall and Andrew Glaze. Was that his name? Andrew Gaze, I think. I think that's the one that haunts me. I still can't go back and watch it. I know that the 04-05, you get to the championship game. You know, they dominate Louisville in that game before Raj with that rebound off the free throw and the dunk. How awesome was that? That was right in front of me. And, you know, then all of a sudden, I told you before, the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm reliving 89, even though I wasn't at the 89 Final Four. I was lucky enough to be at this one in St. Louis. And the whole time I'm sitting there going, do not tell me that we're going to play Michigan State for a national title after 89 when we had to play Michigan and they beat us. And I literally to myself, I was like, I can't take that. I could not take playing Michigan State and losing to them, even though I don't think Illinois would have lost to them. Instead, of course, you play North Carolina. What is it? Tied at 70, I think. And Darren and Luther both missed point blank threes. At that point, I just like literally, I was like, okay, so I guess we're just never supposed to win this thing because those guys never miss that crap. But it's just, it goes back to 89 for me, the hatred for Michigan. It bleeds over to football. I mean, I really don't like Michigan in football. So, you know, just anything to do with Michigan. Just freaking, I got to stop. I just hope we annihilate Michigan tonight.
I think that is a shared opinion.
Is there a chance of that?
Did they annihilate them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Because this is the game that Illinois has circled since it came out. They were going to play them at home during the summer. I don't know when it was the exact date because it sold out in what seemed like 10 minutes. So the atmosphere is going to be on point. You got a late tip. You got Michigan coming off the COVID pause. You got Illinois having won 10 of their last 11. A lot of things going right for Illinois. Michigan, before even you had the COVID pause, was a very discombobulated basketball team.
No doubt.
That is underachieved and still trying to figure each other out and have some freshmen step up. I could see Illinois blowing them off the floor.
Okay. Juwan Howard has never beaten Brad Underwood.
He has not.
Juwan Howard didn't like Brad Underwood last year.
Didn't want to say anything to him when Brad went over to their bench before the game in Ann Arbor.
You were there.
I saw it.
What happened again? I mean, just basically Brad just tried to throw out the olive tree or whatever, and olive branch or whatever you call it, and Juwan wanted nothing to do with him.
Yeah, as the season went on and you had the rescheduling of that game, Brad got more and more vocal about how you count the Big Ten champion and that Illinois felt like they were the best team or should be considered for it, even though win percentage was pretty much taken out of the equation for them at that point. And Michigan didn't like that because they felt like they were taking slights at them. And so Brad went pregame, and it's kind of customary for the coaches to meet up with each other and
chat a little bit,
say, hey, yeah, chat a little bit. Maybe just good luck tonight if you don't have a whole lot to say Fran McCaffrey.
And Brad's pretty good friends with most of these guys.
He is.
Yeah.
So he personally walked over to Michigan's bench, gave some fist bumps, reached one out to Juwan, who reluctantly stuck his own hand out there but looked immediately the other way.
Wow.
And didn't say anything.
Wow.
And I saw it from rows and rows up in Chrysler Center. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I asked some people about it after the game. Not on the record, but
didn't have the guts to stare him in the eye.
I said, yeah, Juwan didn't say a word, didn't want anything to do with it.
Mm. And that is probably, what, 15 minutes before game time?
Yes.
So I'm guessing then that Illinois then exits the court and goes back into the locker room, and I'm guessing that Brad Underwood maybe shared that.
I had heard that I saw immediately once he got back to the bench, Orlando Antigua and Jeff Alexander were waiting for him to say some things about how that went. And I was told that I think Orlando and Chin let the players know that Juwan didn't want to say anything to our guy, kind of disrespected him. So keep that in mind when you go out there tonight. Okay. And we saw what happened.
If you get there early, I don't know. They open pretty early, right? Especially now with having to show your card, et cetera, or a negative test.
At least 90 minutes before.
Okay. So you could be there when they both walk out. We'll see what happens. Derek Piper will be there. So I'm sure I'll be waiting for that tweet to see what he says tonight. All right, we brought up Andre Curbelo in the fact that last year, that game at Ann Arbor, he had a really good game there. Of course, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of almost boring to keep playing this because really nothing's changed. But it seemed like he was making some great progression. Then he had a setback and to the point where I thought, uh-oh. But now you said yesterday that maybe that setback isn't quite as bad. I'll let you chat on that after we hear what Brad Underwood had to say about Andre Curbelo, because I want him back.
He will be back in practice after in a limited role. I mean, it won't be full go, but he'll be back in some capacity of dry stuff. Again, we're not going to put him out there, Derek, until he's in the kind of shape he's in. So again, it's kind of a one step forward, two steps forward, one step back, and then we've got to reevaluate, but we're moving in the right direction.
Okay. Do you believe that?
I do.
Okay. I mean, Brad's not going to lie.
So he talked to Seth Davis either over the past weekend or right before it, and Seth wrote an article saying that Curbelo would return to practice and be full go this week. And early on, I think Joey Wagner asked Brad about that, and he said, well, there's been a setback, so that probably won't happen this week. I asked him, is Curbelo still practicing? Is that completely off the table? What is he doing and to what capacity? So he said, he's limited. He's not full go yet, but we're moving in the right direction. That I think that is a good sign. Because you think setback, is he completely not going to be on the court at all? Like, is he all the way back to where we're not even talking about him having a basketball in his hands or anything like that? He's going to be out there in practice and at least doing some things and working towards playing again. When we'll have to hold out judgment or really figuring out exactly what that looks like until it happens, but the fact that it's still on the table and that he's still on the court and that Brad says it's going in the right direction makes me encouraged that it'll be sooner rather than later.
Let's do this. I'm kind of talked out of Illinois, Michigan. I don't know what else to bring up.
Can I give you a couple of fun stats?
I would love that.
Dating back to last season, Illinois has won 12 straight against Big Ten opponents. 12 straight.
You know how hard that is?
That's very hard. Very difficult.
If you let that sink in, 12 straight wins. That's on the road as well. That's not 12 straight at home. That is not easy to do in any conference.
Correct.
I mean, not just the Big Ten. We always flaunt the Big Ten because we live here and that's what we watch. But the Big Ten, honestly, hasn't won a national title in basketball since 2000. So they don't flaunt the Big Ten around the country as much as maybe we do. But I don't care if it's Missouri Valley, Summit League, I don't care where you're at. Winning 12 straight is pretty impressive.
12 straight league games. When Hunter Dickinson, one of his criticisms of Illinois fans, he says they act like they're a powerhouse. Well, you win 12 straight Big Ten games, and I'll follow it up with they've won since in their last 20 games against Big Ten teams are 19-1. I mean, that's kind of a powerhouse here recently.
Oh my goodness! What was the loss?
At Michigan State.
Oh yeah. That's right.
When they broke Io's nose and gave him a concussion.
They've won 19 of 20.
Yes.
I mean, I just waxed poetic for a minute on winning 12 straight. 19 of 20. That's incredible.
They've won their last 7 Big Ten home games dating back to last season. Brad Underwood is 18-4 in Big Ten games at the State Farm Center since the start of the 2019-20 season.
Do you know what I like about that and what's important is how many times did we discuss when Lou Henson, especially the end of Lou Henson, then Lon Kruger, then Bill Self, and then the start of Bruce Weber, you flat out did not come to Champaign and win. It was very rare. Wasn't there like a run of like 50-4 or something crazy like that with those Big Ten championship teams with Sean Harrington and Corey Bradford and Brian Cook and those guys, and then, you know, bleeding over into like, you know, well, Frank and all of that, and then, of course, Darren and I know I've got all that mixed up, but the point is you just did not come to Champaign and lose. And I can remember talking to Mike Carpenter about this because, you know, Carp would go to every game and he would just be like, you know, it was just this weird feeling of like, hey, there's an Illinois game tonight. Like, we're going to go watch Illinois win tonight. What do you want to do after? Or what do you want to do before? Like, do you want to meet here to eat before we watch Illinois win? Or do you want to go eat after they win?
And it didn't matter who was coming to town.
No. You just knew when you went to watch them at Assembly Hall and now State Farm Center, well, Assembly Hall then, they were going to win the game. And it was so weird to walk out of there if they lost or to watch and you're like, what? Like, that doesn't happen very often.
I pulled the stat a year or so ago. I think Bill Self only lost 3 times at home in his time at Illinois. And then, of course, it extended on through 05 and everything. And you'd be watching ESPN. You wouldn't be watching an Illinois game. It'd be like best home court record since a 4 or 5 year span. And Illinois would be like at the very top.
It's incredible.
And I was pulling some stats looking at what are the characteristics of Big Ten title teams. And over, when you count, take last year out, you didn't have the fans. Playing on the road wasn't exactly the same.
That's fair.
The last 7 years before that, when you've had full capacity crowds, you've had fans, there's only been one team that's won an outright Big Ten title or even a share who's lost more than 2 games at home in the same season and during Big Ten play. So you think about the magnitude of this week, this weekend. I'm counting Monday as the weekend, too.
I'm with you.
These back-to-back Michigan, Purdue, handling your business at home is a really huge deal. Starting 7-0, I know that's easy to say, well, we're in a great shape to win the title, but also like handling your business at home, making that a place where nobody comes in and wins.
Nobody.
That's how you win a title. That's how you put a banner in that home building.
I love Big Ten championships. Love them. Now, the national title would, the natty would trump that. We all know that. But I love winning Big Ten championships. If Illinois takes care of business this weekend with wins over Michigan and Purdue, are they legitimately the favorite to win the Big Ten?
Yes.
Okay. I think so, too. And, of course, then is your next game after that then Michigan State?
Your next game after that is at Maryland.
Oh, that's right.
And then Michigan State comes to town.
I was gonna say, we don't have 3 straight home games. Surely not, which we don't. We go to Maryland.
Still have a lot of tests on that.
Oh, big time.
On that schedule as we ran through yesterday.
Yeah.
And, man, we should probably mention it when you're talking about being the legitimate favorite. I know Michigan State would still be undefeated, assuming they beat Northwestern at home tomorrow. Wisconsin, man.
I was going to ask you about that last night. I heard you and Trevor on my way to Monticello talking about you. You asked Trevor, like, who you thinking? Who do you in that situation, I always root for the home team. I'm not polling for Wisconsin, believe me. But I think in that sense, like if Ohio State goes and gets a win at Wisconsin, then in my mind, that's a win that a lot of people aren't going to get. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So if somebody would come here and win at Illinois, which isn't going to happen, then that team has such a leg up because like nobody's coming here to win. Nobody's going to come in here and win. So I feel like I'd rather the home team just hold serve, which Wisconsin did last night against Ohio State. And then, of course, those two teams, interestingly enough, only come to Illinois. You don't go to Columbus. You don't go to Madison. So in that regard, that's pretty
good
cool.
Call. Yeah.
Now, you do go to Purdue. You do go to Michigan, I believe.
Go to Michigan State.
And Michigan State. So there's still that. But, man, I tell you what, it's fun to think that you could have a 3-game on the loss side lead on Purdue after Monday at 2:00 in the afternoon Monday on Martin Luther King Jr. holiday at 1:00 you could have a 3-game lead on Purdue, which Everybody thought Purdue would be the favorite to win the Big Ten this year. So, good stuff, man. 18-4?
18-4.
And Illinois leads the all-time series with Michigan.
They do.
Which I always like. I like that all-time series thing. And Brad's getting it back in order. There were too many years under Gross and the end of Weber where teams were starting to kind of let that series kind of even back up. And it's like, no. We've done a lot of work to get that where it's supposed to be. So now Brad Underwood's starting to push that. And Brad's early on, didn't get it done either. He had a lot of work to do to get where he's at now. But now we're starting to kind of push that back out. And any win you get just kind of keeps adding to that, which I love. All right, you ready for who you got? It's been a while.
I know.
It's been a while. Well, I mean, Hans now comes in like once a month. Used to be we were lucky to get him once a week. Now we're lucky to get him once a month. And here he is. He's in here, which is always neat. Hans, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Unprepared.
Thank you.
Unprepared as always. What are we covering tonight? A lot? Do you have a lot of stats?
Yeah, I got stats. You already know I got stats.
He's got stats.
Always got stats.
We got some college basketball, some NFL.
Okay.
A little NBA.
I like it.
You know.
Why do I even write the three keys in a pick when Hans has far more stats than I could even research in a night?
I think what you need to do on Illini Inquirer is just literally post his who you got stats. Don't you think?
I think so.
I mean, there's no need for you to do all that work when people are just going to be like, well, I'm not going to read Derek's stuff. I'm going to read Hans. I mean, I think it's that simple.
I mean, he'll have to pay me for that, but.
Well, know. Right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's
because
not
you don't make enough here. Your seven-figure salary here at SJ Broadcasting isn't quite enough.
It's not like I'm just looking up ESPN stats and, you know, yeah. putting them down. It's
seven figures here.
It takes time.
Six-figure as a pilot because you really need paid.
How to be a billionaire by 22.
Boom. Boom. I started watching Billionaire again.
Oh, Billions?
Yeah, or Billions. I'm sorry. You've watched that whole thing?
I have.
I think season five's coming out, or it's
coming out the end of the month.
Okay. All right, I'm only on season two, like episode nine. So I with other series, I've been able to just hammer through them. This one, I'm just
it's a longer show.
It is.
Takes some time.
It is, and you kind of have to let it resonate.
Yeah.
A little bit. So I'm getting there. All right, when we come back, who you got with Hans D? When we come back, little business first. As the needs of customers grow, Busey continues to expand its digital footprint, allowing you to bank when and how you want, whether it's personal or business banking, opening an account or scheduling an appointment, you can do it all from the convenience of home. Use eBank, Busey's online and mobile banking. Check balances, view transactions, transfer funds, pay bills, and more. Busey mobile app allows you to deposit checks, provide travel plans, analyze spending habits. Oh, that'd be bad. Find the Busey mobile app in the App Store or Google Play. An online account opening. Save a trip to the bank. Apply for a new checking and savings account online. Online apps for personal and recreational vehicle loans are coming soon. Listen, at Busey, they're proud to offer convenient digital banking platforms that enhance customers' user experience. Visit Busey.com to get started today. It is The Drive.
Garage door to be replaced or repaired? Need a brand new one installed? The name to trust is Banco Overhead Door. Banco services all types of garage doors and openers, as well as quality CHI overhead doors. No job is too big or small for Banco. Whether it's residential or commercial need, they're here to serve all of East Central Illinois. Stocked with a vast majority of supplies, makes, and models, Banco offers the most complete service in the business, and all jobs are completed by fully trained and insured garage professionals. Give them a call today at 217-590-4085.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham. Urbana.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable.
Call Gina today at 217-352-5400 or visit them online at abcheatingandac.com. That's abcheatingandac.com.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton, and we've got some great news to share. Bump your flavors up a notch with our barbecue sauces, rub, and hot pickles. Pop by for some of the best brisket around, the juiciest smoked turkey you've ever had. Enjoy some ice-cold local beers, and check out our famous Paxton Punch made with real Tennessee moonshine. Order online at humblehogbbq.com or pick them up at our restaurant in Paxton.
Hey kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids? Where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
For over 50 years, Blossom Basket Florist has served our area by providing beautiful flowers and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, celebrating any special occasion. They have a talented staff of floral designers that are available to help you choose the perfect floral arrangement. Visit them on Cunningham and Urbana or visit online at blossombasket.com.
The Blossom Basket Florist, the florist you pick.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade shutters and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call.
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
Have you heard about Country Squire Cleaners Wash and Dry Club? Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, or Mahomet and pick up your laundry. Then, within 3 days, they'll deliver all your clean and folded laundry back to your home. $25 a week for 25 pounds. Join the Wash and Dry Club and save time and money. Call 217-356-9422 for more information or visit them online, countrysquirecleaners.com.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing. And we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
I'm going to have to pause this. Might be a little distracting with Andrew playing basketball on the computer next to me. All right. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, and Hans D. Hans D is in the house. Hans, are we ever going to get figured out with Novak Djokovic over in the Australian Open? What's going on there? We need a tennis update.
Australia is messed up. I hope America never becomes Australia. And I have beef with Australia.
I got into an argument one time down at the Don Cesar Resort in St. Pete Beach. Mm-hmm. I'd had quite a few.
Yeah.
This guy had had quite a few. And we're sitting there, and we were visiting about just different things, but he had an Australian accent, and so we started talking about that. I'm like, yeah, you guys have the coolest accents in the world. You know, what is that, mate? Or I don't know, I can't do it. So anyway, we're sitting there talking, and somehow it gets to politics, and that's never good.
No.
Right? And so he said something about how he can't stand the United States and how we feel like we have to interject and interact in everything to be, you know, and I said, well, okay, well, I'll stop you there. Why are you here? And he's like, well, I'm here on business. I'm so you're making money off of us.
Right.
And so that got him riled up. And then I was like, okay, so how about this? We sign a treaty that for the next 30 years, we will not provide protection for Australia if you're attacked by Japan or China or whomever. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, I wouldn't want to do that. I'm like, oh, but you hate us.
Crazy. I gotta say, Australia, the girls over there.
Woo! We better get to who you got.
All right.
We better get to who you got. Before Hans starts, you know, going into his pilot stories that could be dangerous. Ow! All right.
All makes sense why he wants to be a pilot.
Yep. Oh.
Just to get that cross-country flight over to Australia.
Okay, so I'm pausing this game, but it keeps pushing forward, like in pause mode. So I might as well just watch it. Yeah. So, Hans, if I don't pay much attention to you, I just know that
I understand.
I'm watching my son and not you.
Mm-hmm. We have the NFL playoffs this weekend, the wild card. First up, the Raiders at the Bengals. Both teams are 10-7. Cincinnati's favored by 5.5. Who you got?
Okay, we've got some time here to kind of break these down as we go. I'd like to, before we give who we think is going to win, I'd love to break these down a little bit. So, Pipes, I mean, Raiders, unbelievable what they were able to do. A team that basically everybody kind of just thought, all right, they're done. They finished 10-7, but now you got a Cincinnati team with Joe Burrow, who, as we know, can light up scoreboards, and we know what T. Higgins and Chase Brown and on and on. I still don't trust the Raiders. So I feel like this is just a hand-given victory to Cincinnati, and they've earned it. They earned it. But I just feel like Cincinnati, I mean, the spread is 5.5. I think they win this game by 10.
Mm. I know when we had Barry Lunny on talking about what he looks for in a quarterback, you talk about that it factor that you can't describe. That is good Joey call. Burrow. I know this is his first postseason game, and that's something that you look at and like, oh, they haven't been in this situation before, and you wonder how he approaches that. I don't think he'll be rattled.
Okay.
The fact that he's at home, the fact that he had the national title run. I just think he's got the moxie, and he's a big game type of guy. I mean, to be able to do what he did against the Chiefs.
Yep.
In that kind of a spot, just throw all over him, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Mixon. I, I can see this being a good game.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit of a wild one to kick this thing off, but I also like the Bengals at home.
Okay. So like both of us with the Bengals. I'm going over the 5.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, the Patriots at the Bills. Buffalo is favored by 4.5. Who you got?
This is another one that we talked about early on. Andrew just had a turnover, by the way. So I kind of had to pause there and wanted to point out that he had a turnover.
Did you mark it in the book?
Not yet. I haven't marked that in the book yet, but that's...
I don't know if you mark turnovers, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mark steals, I mark turnovers, I mark rebounds, everything. So right now he's got one turnover. Can you write down just T.O.?
For sure.
Okay, just write that down. Help me as I'm going along here. Just, no, I need you to honestly write this down, Hansi, in the other room. All right, this is one that I'm really looking forward to because I just think these are division rivals. You can go on and on and on about the Patriots and Bill Belichick, but you know they are going to be ready for this game. And you know that they're not going to let cold weather or any kind of an outside influence affect the way they play. The Bills will have to win this game. Does that make sense, Pipe? They're going to have to win this game. It's a 4.5-point spread. I do think the Bills win this game. So give me Buffalo. I think Josh Allen and this crew, too talented. I think they get it done at home against New England.
We talked about this after New England beat the Bills in that crazy weather game in Buffalo. And then the Bills, a couple of weeks later, went to New England and got it done. If you take out the fact, if it's not just crazy blustering winds and snow where you can't even see, I think the Bills have the clear advantage because they can throw the ball. It's a good New England defense, and the Bills have been a little dicey here of late. They've even had to sweat it out for a little while against the Jets in week 18. But by the same token there, the New England Patriots lost to the Dolphins, and Mac Jones didn't look all that great. So Jones in his first start in the postseason.
How big of a deal is that? Rookie year, in particular.
I know I just said that Joe Burrow, I think he'll be able to handle his business. It's a little bit different, though. Being a rookie, playing on the road.
Yes.
Buffalo's a really great home environment, and I trust this Bills team to get the job done. I think they'll win, but I think it'll be close.
Okay.
In addition to everything you said, the Bills have zero injured players, which helps a lot.
That does help. Big time.
All right, next up, we have the Eagles at the Buccaneers.
Pipes, this is your guy. This is your team.
They don't have it this year.
You know what? I'm with you there, but, you know, it's funny how everybody kind of sees this as an upset special kind of game with the Eagles. And I'm not saying they can't, but let's be honest. The Eagles are 9-8 in a crap division. And the Buccaneers are your defending champs. I know they're hurt on the outside with Godwin out and then Antonio Brown, you know, just left.
Shirtless somewhere.
Yeah. But that said, Fournette, I think, is coming back. Listen, it's Tom Brady against an Eagles team that went 9-8. Buccaneers win this, and they cover 8.5.
That's all you need to say right there. I'm still with the Bucs in winning this game. I just don't know that they ultimately have it together to get back to the Super Bowl and to win the thing again.
Fair enough.
Too many injuries, not enough time, cohesion to play together. They do get, like, Shaq Barrett back. You mentioned Fournette back. So it's still a super talented Bucs team. And I would actually look, how about a player prop for you?
Okay.
The Eagles have given up the most passing touchdowns to tight ends. Gronk hasn't had one in a while, but it's a postseason game. Come on.
I love it.
Gronkowski, I think, plus money to catch a touchdown.
I'm in.
And the Bucs win the game.
Okay.
Next up, we have the 49ers at the Cowboys. Dallas is favored by a field goal. Who you got?
This is interesting. It's the Cowboys team, 12-5, that I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the 49ers are feeling good after what they did, and they can get to Dak. Bosa and crew can get to Dak. So, I don't know. I'll figure it out. Andrew just missed a bucket, by the way, at the buzzer. I say he doesn't eat tonight. Sorry. And it was a perfect alley-oop pass, and he just catches it and goes flat and then shoots a little jumper. I mean, how about go out and dunk it? Oh, wait, we can't. I'm sorry, we can't. The Tays don't do that. He got my bloodline. I want to be crazy and say the Niners get this done, and I'm going to. I think San Francisco goes on the road and gets it done. I think Eli Mitchell's healthy. I think they're going to do enough to slow that Cowboys. They'll be able, I think, to neutralize the run game and make Dak beat them. Now, if you're a Cowboys fan, you're like, well, that's fine. That's what we want. CD's going to have to step up here. Cedric Wilson was really good. I think they missed Gallup big time. I just think the Niners are feeling it right now, the mojo going in. I think they take care of Dallas. I don't trust the NFC East at all.
I think that's a very fair point. And Dak has not been very consistent. And that loss to Arizona did not play very well at all. I'm going to say Dallas takes care of business. I think that the Niners are getting a little too overhyped
here.
That's fair. I respect them.
That's
I think they're a very well-coached team. I think Debo has been awesome. Their defense is very good. But the Dallas team is, you can make an argument that they're the most talented team out there. Purely talent. Micah Parsons has been awesome.
He's
Trayvon Diggs.
Vander Esch.
Yeah. I think Dallas will get it done.
Okay. Micah Parsons, man. Was he that good at Penn State?
I don't know.
I mean, he was good. I don't remember him being like all pro like he is now. He's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And he's a rookie, right?
Yes.
How nice would it be to know that you've got a rookie? Andrew just hit a three. So he's back to where he can eat again. So that's good. So you're not going to go hungry tonight. Although that can change now on how much he gets to eat.
Whoa.
With what happens the rest of the game. So
or if
I mean,
he can eat inside the house or outside.
Yeah, right.
The house.
Exactly. And it's chilly out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot that goes on in these games that, I mean, look, there's a
you
lot.
Don't see.
No, people don't realize the pressure Andrew's under every game. What were we talking about?
Well, we can
I think
move
we were
on.
Done.
Included
yeah.
Cowboys, Niners.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'll go Niners, you go Cowboys.
Is it over or under 51?
I always like the unders.
High scoring game? Oh, okay.
All right. I do.
But I agree with that.
Because I don't, yeah, I'm going under on that.
Sunday night football.
Although the Cardinals beat the Cowboys 25-22. It's 47.
It would
have been
under.
47. Yeah, but yeah, I'll go under.
I think Jimmy G will struggle a little bit.
Okay.
And I think Dak, to that point of not being consistent enough, contrary to all the weapons he has around him.
That's fair.
Maybe limits. Closer game, maybe a little bit lower scoring than people think.
Okay.
We got the Steelers at the Chiefs. Kansas City is favored by almost 13 points. Sunday night football, who you got?
I'm not overthinking this one. I mean, the Steelers are lucky to get in the playoffs, and now you get the Chiefs who have kind of figured it out. I know still we got question marks at different spots in that unit with defense and such, but give me the Chiefs. Give me the Chiefs pretty easy in this one.
I don't know about the spread. -12.5 is huge.
Play the under, too, you think?
Yeah, I could see that. Big Ben's not going to play well. I know they want to put him in prime time and give him a send-off or think about, oh, going on the road and be one last. He's been pretty, for the majority of this season, been pretty bad.
I agree.
And Tyreek Hill's status has been something to watch and
no
scratch
doubt.
Your head over. Like, how healthy is he? He's barely getting any targets.
It is weird.
But I still think that even if he's limited, I would take the Chiefs at home.
Okay.
Steelers can't score enough.
On to Monday Night Football.
Let's
we
go!
Got the Cardinals at the L.A. Rams. L.A.'s favored by 4. Who you got?
No way in hell I'm coming on here and saying that the Rams are beating the Cardinals. They probably will, but they're not. I think Kyler works some magic. I think James Conner comes back, has a big game. I think the Cardinals figure it out. I know Jalen Ramsey's out there, and that is never fun to go against a guy as good as him, and he can flat-out shut down a receiver. There's plenty of options for the Cardinals who have gotten pretty healthy right now, except for DeAndre Hopkins. J.J. Watt is back, and the Cardinals have not lost with J.J. Watt in the lineup.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know that you terribly need him against the Rams team because Stafford will throw a lot. Why not? Arizona gets it done on the road at SoHo, SoFi Stadium. They beat the Rams. I had a premonition about this about 4 weeks ago of an NFC championship game being at SoFi. And I said to myself driving, laughing, I'm like, you know, I've messed that up so many times saying that stadium that it's what's going to happen is the Cardinals are going to end up winning the NFC West champ or the NFC championship. In that stadium. Well, they're meeting first round. I'll take a Monday night win. You don't have to pick them either.
I do, because I would be an idiot if I took the favorite in every single one of these games. There has to be an upset.
There has to be.
Has to be. And Stafford has been kind of shaky, man. Mm-hmm. I know that you were all angry, rightfully so, for blown an opportunity at home to win the West against the Seahawks, but the Rams were disappointing in that Niners game as well, and Stafford has not played all that well. So.
You know who played really well for the Rams this last game? Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
And I know he's good, but I think the Cardinals underestimated him a little bit. The problem is with Cooper Kupp, I'm almost to the point where you know Cooper Kupp's going to get his 10 catches for 150. I'm almost to the point where I'm putting my best guy, like Byron Murphy, I'm almost putting my best guy and shading him with Buda Baker on OBJ and just taking him completely out. And if Cooper has to do everything, I don't think it's still enough to beat the Cardinals. That's my thought on that.
Fair.
Okay.
Fair point. I got the Cardinals on the road.
Sweet! Hans?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah! Andrew's on the bench now.
Ooh.
Is this where I dog the coaches?
Is there a comments section?
Yeah. Like, why is my son on the bench? I'm kidding. He probably deserves to be. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to rip through a quick NBA with the Bulls and then a quick slot through NCAA men's basketball in the Big Ten. And then, of course, the big one tonight, Illinois and Michigan. We're right back to do that. It is The Drive. College basketball season is finally here. Gear up to support your Fighting Illini basketball team at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. From basketball jerseys to t-shirts and NIL merchandise, Game Day Spirit is the one-stop shop for all Illini basketball fans this season. Shop with them in-store in Champaign at the corner of Neal and Kirby, in Campus Town at the corner of 6th and Green, or online at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Your historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit LoanDepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
If you want a hand-cut, perfectly cooked filet, there's only one place to get it. The Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Customers rave about Donnie's filets. So tender that you can cut it with your fork. Don't go to an ordinary steakhouse. Choose Long Branch and have it your way. Join the many people who know that it's worth the trip. The Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. And remember, there's always room for Long Branch.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Cats Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Ow! Andrew is still on the bench, Hans.
I mean, that means he's eating on the driveway, at least.
I agree. Where do I tweet horrible messages at these coaches? Where do I do that?
I don't know. I think you have to find a fan to just yell them, like, your messages out.
I've got their Twitter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do it. Why not?
As soon as this show's over, follow me on Twitter, at Lante ESPNCU. I'm burning down the house because my son is on the bench, and that's crap.
New athletic director, new basketball coach at STM, Lante.
I love their coaches, actually. They're awesome.
All right, we have one NBA game, the Warriors at the Bulls.
No Klay.
Nope.
No Draymond, according to Andrew Leonard. I'm like, why don't you focus on beating Illinois Valley Central instead of worrying about Draymond Green today?
Oof.
Malcolm
Hill's in. Malcolm
Hill.
That's cool.
Should the Bulls be 3-point favorites? I guess they should. I think the Warriors win it.
Hmm. Both teams in a bounce-back spot.
Yeah,
Warriors got crushed by the Bucks last night. The Bulls hammered by the Nets two nights ago.
Is this a back-to-back for the Warriors?
Yeah, back-to-back for the Warriors.
Hmm.
Bulls at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
An IO game, hopefully.
Can I change my... Yeah, because Malcolm's there.
What?
I'm changing. Yeah. I'm going Bulls.
I didn't know you could do that.
Maybe I can't. If I can't, then I'll stick with... Dang it. All right, let's fly through the Big Ten to get to Illinois.
Nebraska.
Purdue.
Okay.
Purdue.
That fast.
Michigan State.
Text line. I know they're already up big.
Michigan State.
Rutgers, Maryland.
I'll go Maryland at home.
Rutgers.
Ooh. Mm.
Ron Harper Jr. goes for 30.
I'm all right with
that. Fantasy team.
I am okay with that.
Penn State at number 16, Ohio State.
Penn State has strangely been competitive this year.
They have.
I'll take Ohio State, though.
Ohio State.
Finally, Iowa at Minnesota.
I'll take Minnesota. Ooh, Minnesota has had they've had a hard schedule coming out.
What happened with Keegan Murray last night?
I don't know. He had foul trouble.
Oh, okay.
And then Chris stepped up with like 29.
He did.
29, I think. I'll take Minnesota at home. It's about time for Minnesota to play well again. Like, they play well, and then they don't play well for 8 games. And I need it for fantasy purposes.
Gophers.
Okay. And finally, here we go.
Michigan at Illinois. Michigan is 7-6. Illinois is 12-3. Illinois is favored by 9.5. This is 8 p.m. tonight. All-time record, Illinois leads 90-85. Last time we played Michigan in Ann Arbor, we won by 23 points without Io. And we're averaging 62 points against Michigan at home. Illinois averages 81 points per game. They allow 65 points. They have 47% field goal, 44 rebounds per game, 16 assists per game. We're on a 5-game win streak.
Yes, we are. 12 in the Big Ten.
Michigan's averaging 73 points per game, and they allow 67 points per game. They average 39 rebounds per game and 14 assists per game. Hunter Dickinson leads with 16 points and 9 rebounds per game. And Kofi is leading the team with 22 points per game and 12 rebounds per game. Devontae Jones averages 4 assists per game, and DeMonte Williams averages 3 assists per game. Michigan lost to Arizona by 18 points, North Carolina by 19 points, and Minnesota by 10 points, and they postponed their games against Michigan State and Purdue.
Okay.
They didn't duck this game, which was nice to see.
Yeah.
Who you got?
You know, Illinois had that COVID pause and came out and looked like world beaters against Minnesota. Now, they always play well against Minnesota, and it is Minnesota. This is Michigan playing against Illinois. So while maybe Michigan won't have quite the hiccup in terms of the COVID pause, you're still playing Illinois, and you're still playing at the State Farm Center, and Illinois plays great defense, I think. I think they will tonight. I think the matchups are good for Illinois. Not every game do I say that. I'm worried about that 4 spot with Diabate, and we'll see how that kind of flows tonight. But I like Illinois to win this game, Derek Piper. They go to 6-0. They keep the game. They keep that Purdue game so important on Monday to stay undefeated. They get it done tonight, 82-70.
All right, there you have it. Michigan's walking into a buzzsaw tonight.
Amen.
The crowd will be electric. The team has been circling this game, and they're just in two far different places in terms of momentum right now and how they're feeling about the way they've been playing of late. Illinois is on a roll. Michigan trying to right the ship, but this is not the game to do it without a lot of practice time.
Yeah.
And just going on the road, and Dickinson's going to look around and not see Wagner tonight, and not see Livers, and not see Mike Smith, and say, what the heck did I do this summer by opening my mouth while I'm here in Champaign?
I love it.
Michigan's talented, but it's going to be tough for them. I think they get beat 78-66.
Ooh! Hans D?
Hunter's got nothing on Kofi.
Nothing.
77-61, Illinois.
Jacob Grandison was saying nothing but a thing.
Nothing but a thing.
I love it. Hans D, well done, buddy.
Thank you.
It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, you too.
I mean, it's been a while. But yes. My son is still on the bench. I am in full mode now. I'm going to be at the high school tonight when the bus rolls up. That's where we're at this point. I'm going to be standing there, and the bus driver is going to pull up and stop right there. And you know where the door slides open?
Yep.
It's going to be me. Mm-hmm. And if the coaches get off first, they're probably going to look and say, why don't you players get off first? Because Mr. Tay's out there, and he looks angry. That's what we're doing tonight.
He's never going to do the book again, ever.
I hope everybody knows I'm totally kidding here. All right, I'm going to get off of this show and watch the second half of this. Hans D, it's always great to see you. We're all going to the game. Let's have some fun. Let's get a win. Hans, you owe me a beer.
Why is that?
Actually, I'll buy you a beer at the game.
Oh, thank you.
If you want one.
I would love one.
Can you do that now? You're 21?
Yeah, almost 22.
We'll drink a beer and look down at Derek and be like, we have beer.
I'll be jealous.
Hey, here's what I'll do. We'll go, we have beer. And then you go, and you don't.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. We'll do the Derek Piper. Let's try it one time before we go, we have beer.
And you don't.
Boom. Yeah.